case has resulted in more money in politics. It's that simple. And more corporate money in politics, and more money that's undisclosed going into politics. I think it was a dreadful decision. I also think the Buckley versus Valeo decision that came before that, which says that money is free speech, was a bad decision. Look, I believe that there's just too much money in politics. I believe that members of Congress spend too much time raising money because they have to, and that time would be better spent listening to constituents, deliberating and debating issues, and trying to move this country forward. I think money has a corrupting influence on our political process. I think this excessive amount of money, and especially corporate money, undermines our democracy. And, you know, I don't believe that corporations are people. I think that people are people. And if you read the preamble to the Constitution, it's we the people, not we the corporations. And what I'm trying to do with two bills is get a debate going in this country. And my two bills would amend the Constitution, which I'm reluctant to do, but the only way we can deal with this issue of campaign finance is either to get the Supreme Court to reverse their decisions so that Congress can regulate money spent in politics, or you need a constitutional amendment. And the two bills I've introduced, one basically gives Congress the right to regulate what is raised and spent in political campaigns. The second bill basically makes it clear in the Constitution that corporations are not people. People are people. And, you know, this Citizens United case is evidence of something else that's going on. It's this kind of corporate personhood movement where corporations are being given the status of people. And it's not only infecting in a bad way our political campaigns, but it's also giving corporations the right of people to overturn regulations and statutes that have been passed by legislatures using their status as people and not corporations. I mean, we've seen labeling on tobacco products overturned, basically when courts have deemed the corporations of people. Labeling of genetically modified foods, issues like that have been overturned. Again, for this on the same principle, this corporate personhood movement is relatively new. Our founders did not believe this should be the case, and so I'm just trying to. I'm trying to get a debate going because I think this is the big issue. I just say one final thing. You know, this excessive amount of money, and corporate money in particular, has resulted in, I think, Congress not debating some of the more important issues. Last year, I tried, I think, a dozen times to get an amendment to the floor which would say that we're going to end taxpayer subsidies to oil companies. Now, we could have a debate on that. There may be some people out there who think that taxpayers should continue to subsidize the oil companies, even though they make $1 zillion a year in profits, but whatever. But it's a legitimate issue. I've not been able to get that to the House floor. Republican leadership have blocked me time and time again. And I suspect it's not because they don't believe it's a legitimate issue. It is because the oil companies are such big benefactors, such big donors to the Republican Party, that they don't want to risk offending them. So, you know, we need to empower people. This is all about giving ordinary people, average people, more control over their government. And I think and we need to deal with it now because it's getting out of hand.
Isn't the constitutional amendment route kind of a Hail Mary here?
It is kind of a Hail Mary because it's a long and arduous route to go. We've gone that way in the past over many years. But look, we're not even talking about this. And, I look at what happened, in the last campaign in Massachusetts. Notwithstanding the fact that Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown came to an agreement about keeping outside money out of the campaigns, which they did to show we were modestly successful in that. But they raised $45 million apiece. That's $90 million for a Senate seat in Massachusetts. That's obscene. I'm glad Elizabeth Warren won, I think she's going to be terrific. But the fact that people have to raise that kind of money to get elected to the House or the Senate is just crazy.
Are there a lot of people that are supporting your push for this for these two constitutional amendments, Congressman?
We just introduced it last week, and we got about 7 or 8 co-sponsors immediately. I'm hoping that it's going to build. I think if there was a secret vote, most members of Congress would vote to limit the amount you can spend on campaigns. But I'll tell you, the other thing, too, and why a debate is so important, we've gotten to the point in this country where candidates are not even deemed as serious candidates by the mainstream media unless they have money in the bank. So it's not your ideas, or your values, your principles that matter first and foremost. It's whether you got a few a few hundred thousand dollars or $1 million in your bank account that makes you credible. We need to have that the other way around. I mean, again, you go back to, you know, the formation of our country, and you go back to the founding principles of our country. It was not about giving corporations or big money special interests the same rights or more rights than average citizens. It was about, this government was about empowering regular, ordinary people so they can have a say in the direction of their country. And again, I think that the excessive amount of money, this whole corporate personhood movement, I think combined is undermining our democracy, polluting our political system, and I think we got to change it. And again, maybe we'll get a Supreme Court that will do it on its own. Hopefully, we'll get there. But if not, we need to take this in our hands rather than just throw up our hands and say, "Oh, there's nothing we could do. This is the way it is." We got to have a debate on this. We got to have a discussion on this. This is a big issue. And if you want to clean up politics, you want to clean up our government, and get our government to be more representative of what average ordinary people think, then you got to take the money out of this system. It has too much influence and too much power. And I think, you know, that's the motivating principle behind what I'm doing.